This is the Sakar Murli of the 30th of July, 2025. Essence, sweet children, Maya, the enemy, is in front of you. Therefore, take very good care of yourselves. If whilst moving along you get trapped by Maya, you will cross out your line of fortune. Question. What is the main task of you Raja Yogi children? Answer. To study and teach others is your main task. You are under God's directions. You do not need to go into a jungle. Whilst living at home with your families, sit in silence and remember the Father. Your whole study is included in two words, Alpha and Beta. Om Shanti. The Father can also say through Brahma, children, good morning. However, you children do have to respond. Here there is the connection of the Father and the children. Until those who are new have become strong, they will continue to ask about something or other. This is a study. God speaks has been written. God is incorporeal. This Baba also makes this very firm in order for you to explain it to others. Because there is the force of Maya outside. Here it is not like that. The Father understands that those who claimed their inheritance a cycle ago will automatically come. It is not that you think so-and-so shouldn't leave or that you should keep hold of a certain one. If he goes, he goes. Here it is a matter of dying alive. The Father adopts you. Adoption definitely takes place in order to give you an inheritance. Children also come to their parents because of their greed for the inheritance. Would the child of a wealthy person ever be adopted by someone poor? How could he leave all of that wealth and property, etc., and go? It is the wealthy who adopt someone. Now you know that Baba gives us the sovereignty of heaven. Why should we not belong to him? There is greed for everything. However much someone studies, there will be that much greed. You know that the Father has adopted you to give you the unlimited inheritance. The Father says, I adopt all of you again, just as I did 5,000 years ago. You also say, Baba, I am yours. 5,000 years ago too, I became yours. There are so many of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris in a practical way. Prajapita is also famous. Unless you become Brahmins from Shudras, you cannot become deities. This cycle continues to turn in the intellects of you children. We were Shudras. We have now become Brahmins. And we will become deities again. We will rule in the golden age. So this old world is definitely going to be destroyed. If they don't have full faith, they leave. There are many weak ones who fall. This too is fixed in the drama. Maya, the enemy, is standing in front of you. She pulls you to her. The Father repeatedly makes this firm in you. Don't get trapped by Maya. Otherwise, you will cross out your fortune. Only the Father can ask you, have we met before? No one else would even have the wisdom to ask this. The Father says, I have to come in order to speak the Gita again. I also had to come to free you from Ravan's jail. The Unlimited Father explains matters of the Unlimited. It is now Ravan's kingdom. It is an impure kingdom, which began half a cycle ago. Ravan is portrayed with 10 heads, and Vishnu is portrayed with 4 arms. There are no human beings like that. That 4 arms is how the household path is depicted. This is the aim and objective, sustenance through Vishnu. The land of Vishnu is also called the land of Krishna. Sri Krishna can only be shown with 2 arms. Human beings just don't understand anything. The Father explains each and everything. All of that is the path of devotion. You now have this knowledge. Your aim and objective is to become like Narayan from ordinary humans. This Gita Pathshala is definitely for attaining liberation and life. Brahmins are definitely needed. This sacrificial fire is of this knowledge of Rudra. Shiva is also called Rudra. Now the Father asks, is the sacrificial fire of this knowledge that of Krishna or of Shiva? Shiva is called the Supreme Soul. Shankar is called a deity. They have combined Shiva and Shankar. The Father now says, I have entered this one. You children say Bab Dada. They say Shiv Shankar. The ocean of knowledge is only one. You now know that Brahma becomes Vishnu by this knowledge. The picture is also created accurately. Vishnu emerged from the navel of Brahma. No one can understand the meaning of this. Brahma has been portrayed with some scriptures in his hand. Now, who sits and speaks the essence of the scriptures? Is it the Father or Brahma? This one too becomes a master ocean of this knowledge. Countless pictures have been made, but they're not accurate. They all belong to the path of devotion. No human being with 8 or 10 arms exists. That just symbolizes the household path. The meaning of Ravan has also been shown. For half a cycle, it is Ravan's kingdom, the night. For half a cycle, it is Rama's kingdom, the day. The Father explains each and everything. You are all the children of the one Father. The Father establishes the land of Vishnu through Brahma, and he teaches you Raj Yoga. Surely he would teach Raj Yoga only at the confluence age. To say that the Gita was spoken in the Copper Age is wrong. The Father speaks the truth. Many have visions of Brahma or Sri Krishna. They see Brahma dressed in white. Shiv Baba is a point. If they had a vision of a point, they wouldn't be able to understand anything. You say, I am a soul. Now, who has then seen that soul? No one. It too is a point. You can understand, can you not? Whoever someone worships with devotional feelings, they would have a vision of only that one. If they were to see any other form, they would become confused. If someone worships Hanuman, he would only see him. A worshipper of Ganesh would only see Ganesh. The father says, I made you so wealthy. There were palaces of diamonds and precious stones. You had countless wealth. Where did you lose it all? Now that you have become poverty-stricken, you are begging for alms. The father can tell you all of this. You children understand that now the father has come, we are becoming the masters of the world again. This eternal drama is predestined. Each one is playing his part in the drama. If someone sheds a body and adopts another, what need is there to cry about in that? You never cry in the golden age. You are now conquering attachment. Lakshmi and Narayan, etc., are the sovereigns who triumph over attachment. Attachment doesn't exist there. The father continues to explain various aspects. The father is incorporeal. Human beings just say that he is beyond name and form, but there is nothing beyond name and form. They call out, O God the Father. So he has a name and form. A lingam is called Shiva, the Supreme Soul, and also Shiv Baba. He is certainly Baba, is he not? Baba would surely also have children. Only incorporeal souls call the incorporeal Baba. When they go to his temple, they call him Shiv Baba. Then, when they go home, they also call their father Baba. They don't understand why they call him Shiv Baba. The father teaches the highest study in two words, Alpha and Beta. By remembering Alpha and Beta, the sovereignty becomes yours. This is a very big examination. When human beings pass a high exam, they don't remember their earlier studies. They continue to study, and the essence remains in their intellects at the end. This here is also like that. You continue to study, and finally the father says, Man Manapav. Then your consciousness of bodies breaks. If you have instilled the habit of Man Manapav, then at the end you will remember the father and the inheritance. This is the main thing. It is so easy. Nowadays, in other studies, who knows what sorts of things they study? As is the king, so accordingly are the customs and systems that he dictates. Previously, the weighing system was in tons and pounds. Now, however, it is kilos, etc. So many separate states have been formed. Something that costs 1 rupee in Delhi will cost you 2 rupees in Bombay. because they are separate states. Everyone understands they are not going to allow their state to starve. There is so much fighting, etc. There is so much confusion. Those of Bharat were so solvent. Then, whilst going around the cycle of 84 births, they became insolvent. It is said, a birth, like an invaluable diamond, was lost in return for worthless shells. The father says, why do you kill yourself for shells? At least become pure now and claim your inheritance from the father. They also call out, O purifier, come, come and purify us. So this proves that you were pure and that now you are not. It is now definitely the Iron Age. The father says, if I create a pure world, this impure world would surely have to be destroyed. That is why there is this Mahabharat war, which is ignited by the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. This destruction is also fixed in the drama. First of all, Baba had a vision. Because he was to receive such a great kingdom, he started to become very happy. Then he was also given a vision of destruction. Manmanabhav, Marihachibhav. These are words from the Gita. Some expressions of the Gita are right. The father also says, I speak this knowledge to you. Then it disappears. No one even knows that there was no other religion when there was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. The population at that time would have been very small. It is now very large. Therefore, this change has to take place. Destruction is also needed. The Mahabharat war happens for that. God too would be there. They celebrate the birthday of Shiva. What did Shiv Baba come and do? That too they don't know. The father now explains, through the Gita, the Sri Krishna soul received a kingship. The Gita is the mother and father through which you become deities. Sri Krishna studied Raj Yoga through this knowledge of the Gita. They used Sri Krishna's name instead of Shiv Baba's name. So the father explains, make this firm inside yourself, then no one will make you fall by telling you wrong things. They ask many things. How would the world continue without vice? How will this happen? Ah, but you yourself say it was a viceless world. You say completely viceless, do you not? Then how could it be a world of vice? You now know that you are to receive the unlimited sovereignty from the unlimited Father. So why should you not remember such a father? This is an impure world. So many hundreds of thousands go to the Kumbh Mela. They then say, there one river is incognito. Now, can a river be hidden? Here too, they have made a Gomuk, a cow's mouth. They say, the Ganges flows there. However, would the Ganges go on its way to the ocean? Or would it come to you on a mountain? There is so much stumbling around on the path of devotion. There is knowledge, devotion, and then disinterest. One is limited disinterest and the other is unlimited. Sannyasis leave their homes and go and live in a jungle. That is not the case here. You renounce the whole world with your intellects. The main task of you, Raja Yogi children, is to study and teach others. Now, it is not as though Raja Yoga can be taught in a jungle. This is a school. Branches emerge from it. You children are studying Raja Yoga. The Brahma Kumars and Kumaris who are studying with Shiv Baba teach everyone. One Shiv Baba cannot just sit and teach everyone. So this is the Pandava government. You are under God's directions. Here you are sitting in such peace. Outside there is so much upheaval and chaos. The father says, donate the five vices and those omens will go away. Become mine and I will fulfill all your desires. You children know that we are now going to the land of happiness. The land of sorrow is to be set ablaze. Some children too have had visions of destruction. There is now only a little time left. Therefore, if you become busy on the pilgrimage of remembrance, your sins will be absolved and you will attain a high status. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to claim your full inheritance from the Father, die alive. Become adopted. Never cross out your elevated fortune. 2. Do not develop doubt by listening to wrong things. Don't allow your faith to shake even slightly. This land of sorrow is to be set ablaze. Therefore, remove your intellect from it. Blessing. May you become a special soul and make unconscious ones conscious by giving them the life-giving herb in the form of specialities. Give every soul the life-giving herb of elevated awareness and of specialities. And they will become conscious from unconscious. Keep a mirror of the form of specialities in front of them. By reminding others, you will become a special soul. If you tell others about their weakness, they will try to hide it or brush it off. But if you tell them their specialities, they will automatically experience their own weakness. Use this life-giving herb to make unconscious ones conscious. Fly and enable others to fly. Slogan. To renounce name, respect, honor, and facilities, even in your thoughts, is great renunciation. Avyakt signal, accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. You children who have become instruments have to pay special attention to your thoughts. When you remain free from sinful and wasteful thoughts, your intellect will be able to make a good decision. And when you make a good decision, you will easily be able to resolve everything. Instead of resolving everything, if you yourself continue to make excuses, those who follow you will also continue to make excuses for every situation. Om Shanti.